Hello, friends. The Israeli groups that are on duty today are the groups from Ramat Golan, Kiryat Shmona, and Natania. The right of speech goes to Kiryat Shmona.
Kliolami, worldly, honorable friends, how many sparks we have here that have banded together, exerted and woke up, awakened their corporeal body for the sake of spiritual work, connecting work. We're not going
to...
We hear you. So, dear friends, we're not going to come out as losers or suckers. We have the ability to do it, and as our great Rav is giving us daily with patience and gentleness everything the Kabbalists have written from the days of the Ten of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai until today, what we have to do and carry out for humanity, for our children. We know that in the connection between us, we build that pipeline, the kli, the vessel, in order to pass the reforming light to humanity. Let us now give contempt to our Rav, to the Creator. So right now, let's feel ourselves as a small, essential organ in this global body, essential. Give ourselves with joy for this global body. The friends will feel each other in our hearts. We'll listen. We'll think how we are for His sake. And in that annulment for the friends, we'll connect together and build the walls of the pipeline to pass the abundance to humanity. L'chaim, great friends. Let's go. We're not going to be suckers in this lesson. We're giving our hearts. L'chaim.
What is an excerpt from Rabash's Article 15, A Prayer of Many? Now we can understand the importance of a prayer of many. As it is written, I dwell among my own people. The Zohar says, one should never retire from the people because the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. This means that if one asks the Creator to give him vessels of bestowal, as our sages said, as He is merciful, you be merciful too. One should always pray for the whole collective. This is because then it is apparent that his aim is for the Creator to give him vessels of pure bestowal. As it was written, the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. It is known that there is no giving of half a thing from above. This means that when abundance is given from above to below, it is for the whole collective.
נעבור לרמת הגולן.
We'll move to רמת הגולן now.
לסדנה פעילה.
We're going to an active workshop. תפילת רבים בינינו. How will we keep the prayer of many between us as preparation for the lesson? Again, a question for an active workshop. How will we keep the prayer of many between us as preparation for the lesson?
תפילת רבים זה משהו שצריך לחזק ולתחזק אותו כל הזמן.
The prayer of the many is something that we have to maintain and strengthen all the time. Always turn to the intentions and see the friends as one body. To be together with them, not to separate from them in the prayer.
Integrating one another in the lesson. And we'll want this lesson to be not a personal one, rather the personal part will be only in as much as I'm gathered to you, and together we'll create this demand and discover this common deficiency between us.
Yes, already in the entry to the lesson we have to enter as one unit with a common desire in our heart. Then we can truly during the lesson, receive the maximum reforming light. This is why we had a preparation starting at 2:30, in order to feel one another, to share with one another, to read excerpts together, and with a complete prayer, a request from the Creator for the love of friends, to enter the lesson.
And we feel all the friends connected to us, as we read in the excerpt, that the Creator's Hasadim are with the collective. So when we integrate, we'll feel the abundance that exists, that exactly the prayer of many will feel, that each one is important, essential. All the friends all over the world are in the effort to be as one.
Yes, we really have to search for this common feeling. Ask the Creator for the friends that they would feel what a huge world clean is now coming through the lesson, doing a preparation, wanting to connect, wanting to feel fully that they're giving contentment, and asking, simply asking for the Creator, asking the Creator for humanity, for the friends. All that we have is just one prayer. We realize that the world depends on us,
that the world depends on us, and we are asking together of the Creator to connect us so we can be the pipeline of His abundance, so we'll be able to realize our role. When we ask of it together, this is the prayer of many.
We have to flex this muscle called love of friends towards this thing we call others, the airport between us. Then a person starts to think how to shift to a prayer for the friends. It's not something ordinary. It is against our nature, so we have to make an effort. And through all of these attempts, finally they bring us to a request for help from the Creator, that we ask for the friends, for others.
It should grow out of the mutual responsibility we have for one another, that we understand that in order to realize our role, we have to connect, we have to be here together, we have to be truly as one man in one heart, so this light will enter into us, correct us. And we constantly need to remind one another and be in that place where we remember why we're here, what we have to do.
Oren. Reading the prayer of the Tens on Duty. Dear Creator, you are good and doing good, and your greatness is beyond understanding. Thank you for choosing us to be your messengers. Help us unite and bring to the whole world the force of connection. May there be a goodwill before you so that you will bring us closer to your Torah, and you will help us to fulfill your duty faithfully. Please have mercy over your sons, aim at the whole world and open the heart of each and every person to love of others. Bring love and joy to the sacred Shekhinah and the pleasure of adhesion to all of the people under your supervision. With such loyal love, we are asking to do your will to benefit with us, because with that our heart will rejoice to do good to you as you have done good to us, to be together with you in eternal love forever, in an embrace and kissing and zivug as one.
Let's
enter the lesson again with the prayer of the ten on duty. Let's play the Nikon. Dear Creator, you are good who does good, and there is no measure to your greatness. Thank you for choosing us to be your messengers. Help us connect and bring to the whole world the force of connection. May it be your will that you bring us close to your Torah. Help us fulfill your mission loyally. Have mercy on your sons, aim the whole world, and open the heart of each man for the love of his friend. Bring joy and pleasure to the Holy Divinity, and the pleasure of the adhesion to all the creatures under your providence. And in this loyal love, we ask to satisfy your will to do good to us, because by that we shall rejoice. Our heart we shall rejoice. To do good to you the way you have done good to us, to be with you in love, mutual love forever, with an embrace and a kiss and a mating as one.